The fourth word. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
My God, why have you forsaken me? This fourth word is called the cry of dereliction. All of God's wrath against sin was poured out upon Jesus, and in that moment, he acutely felt the abandonment of God, his Father. Jesus knew he was alone and dying. Who among us has not felt as Jesus did, feeling as if God has abandoned us, neglected us? How many hungry and abused children? How many patients in hospital beds? How many persecuted Christians languishing in jail cells? How many wounded soldiers, police, and civilians also cry out today, my God, why have you forsaken me? And yet, all is not lost. My God, why have you forsaken me? Is the first line of Psalm 22, which we recited last night as we cleared the altar. It is also a psalm that Jesus probably recited every night before he went to sleep. That was the custom of the time. Even on the cross, in extreme pain, Jesus is still quoting scripture. He is finding sustenance in God's word and prayer. As you may recall, Psalm 22 begins as a lament, but it ends in hope and rejoicing. God never totally abandons us. We can hope in him.